AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former Vice President Mike Pence has testified before a federal grand jury investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
A source tells the Associated Press that Mike Pence's testimony came hours after a federal appeals court rejected a bid by Donald Trump's lawyers to block Pence's appearance. The former vice president was supposed to testify earlier this year, but Trump's lawyers objected, citing executive privilege. Pence has written in his memoir he was under intense pressure from Donald Trump to overturn the results, even though the former vice president didn't really have the power to do that. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified military documents kept an arsenal of guns. Prosecutors say Jack Teixeira talked of violence and murder on a social media platform and that he would like to kill a ton of people. They've been arguing the 21-year-old should remain in jail for his trial. Republican legislators in Kansas have enacted perhaps the most sweeping transgender bathroom law in the country, overriding Governor Laura Kelly's veto. Fast-track approval being sought for an injectable weight loss treatment. Jennifer King has this one.
Drug maker Eli Lilly reports that a late-stage trial found people who took the diabetes medication tirzepatide, with the brand name Mounjaro, lost up to 16% of their body weight over a span of 17 months. Earlier evidence shows participants without diabetes lost up to 22% of their body weight. If regulators approve the drug for weight loss, it could become the most effective drug available to date.
And a new CDC survey finds fewer teenagers were having sex during the pandemic.
The survey is done every 2 years. In 2019, it showed 38% of teenagers were having sex. In 2021, it was 30%, the sharpest drop ever recorded. The CDC also noted fewer students said they were currently having sex or have had at least four sex partners. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. NFL news dominated by quarterbacks, three of the first four picks in the draft. The Carolina Panthers taking Bryce Young out of Alabama at number one, the Houston Texans selecting Ohio State C.J. Stroud at number two, then trading up to also take Alabama outside linebacker Will Anderson Jr. At number four, the Colts chose another QB, Anthony Richardson of Florida. Meantime, Gethin Coolbaugh reports one-star quarterback is staying put.
The Baltimore Ravens agreed in principle with Lamar Jackson on a five-year deal Thursday, ending a contract negotiation saga that was dominating the NFL offseason. The Ravens announced the deal hours before the first round of the NFL draft. Jackson was the NFL's MVP in 2019. Baltimore put the franchise tag on Jackson last month, but the Ravens kept expressing optimism that they could reach a long-term agreement. The 26-year-old Jackson passed for over 2,200 yards and 17 touchdowns last season, while rushing for 764 yards and three scores. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.